Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, this is the Highland Radio News at 5 o'clock. I'm Daniel Brennan. The headlines. Gardaí renewals for witnesses following a fatal hit-and-run in Lifford at the weekend. 34-year-old mother of one Laura Connolly died after she was struck by a white van that failed to stop. The rate of COVID-19 in County Donegal is over twice as high as any other county. It's also more than three times the national average. The Taoiseach says reopening indoor dining is a balance between the Delta variant and the economy. And a senior official says the government will not track those using the digital COVID cert through its contract tracing app. We'll have those stories in full as well as the latest in sport within the next half hour. Back to our top story, and Gardaí renewing their appeals for witnesses following a fatal hit and run in Lifford at the weekend. 34-year-old mother of one Laura Connolly died after she was struck by a white van that failed to stop. On today's 9 till noon show, Sergeant Eunan Walsh outlined what happened.
A traffic collision occurred on Saturday night, Sunday morning at approximately 2:45 a.m. The 11th of July, Gardaí and emergency services attended the scene of a traffic collision on the N15 at Town Parks, Lifford. So basically on the Castlefin side of the main roundabout there in Lifford, before the bridge. A female pedestrian, Laura Connolly, from the Lifford area, was taken from the scene by ambulance to University Hospital Letterkenny, where unfortunately she was later pronounced dead. At this stage, it's understood that Laura was struck by a white van that failed to remain at the scene. So we're just reiterating the appeal that we've made already. We're appealing for witnesses and those with video footage, including dash cam, from the scene and along the route to make it available to Gardaí. So this last Sunday morning, the 11th of July at approximately 2:45 a.m. Anybody with information is asked to contact Letterkenny Gardaí Station 07491 67116, or again, the confidential line 1-800-666-111. A 50-year-old man has been arrested, Greg, in relation to the collision. He was detained and questioned at Letterkenny Garda Station, and yesterday he was charged with some road traffic offences connected with the collision and brought to Letterkenny District Court.
The rate of COVID-19 in County Donegal is over twice as high as any other county. It's more than three times the national average, according to new figures covering the 2 weeks up to midnight on Sunday. Owen Murphy reports.
New data from the Health Protection Surveillance Centre shows the country's 14-day incidence rate has risen to nearly 146 per 100,000 people. Donegal's is by far the country's highest at 446 after 710 cases in the space of 2 weeks. Sligo is the next highest with an incidence rate of 223. While Louth and Limerick also have rates of above 200. Five counties have rates of less than 70 cases per 100,000 people: Longford, Carlow, Cork, Kilkenny and Tipperary. Tipperary's is the lowest at 54.
The Taoiseach says reopening indoor dining is a balance between the Delta variant and the economy. Representatives from the hospitality sector are meeting government officials this afternoon ahead of pubs, cafes and restaurants reopening indoors next week. There will be fines for people who breach the new legislations, which will be monitored by compliance officers from the HSE and the HSA. Transport Minister Eamon Ryan says this is better than Gardaí patrolling your dinner.
It's in everyone's interest for this to work. And I don't think it would work if we had the Garda Síochána kind of leaning over you as you're having your dinner. That's not what we want. We do want a system where you can check, have the compliance system, which is what we've legislated for. I think the vast majority of Irish businesses, Irish people have been compliant, have been following rules.
Talks between government officials and the hospitality sector have taken place this afternoon on the indoor dining legislation. The Gardaí, the HSE and Fáilte Ireland were also present at the talks. The Restaurants Association of Ireland says they're working at ferocious speed to deliver guidelines for all hospitality businesses. They say more engagement with trade representatives will take place daily to ensure businesses can reopen safely, securely and viably. There have been calls from the opposition in the Dáil to delay its summer recess to allow more time to debate the new laws coming in on indoor dining. The Oireachtas Health Committee has waived pre-legislative scrutiny of the new legislation, allowing only vaccinated or recovered people from COVID-19 to dine indoors. It will be sped through the Dáil before TDs take their annual break on Thursday. Labour leader Alan Kelly says the regulations are reactionary and unenforceable.
The hames that the government are making it of this, the mess they are making of it, the issues that they're causing for all of the organisations who've worked so hard through this, the concerns that I know have been raised privately by the HSE, by GPs, by pharmacists, the pressure, unnecessary pressures that it's putting on them because of the nature in which they've come about creating a reactionary response rather than a proactive response.
Donegal Deputy Pat McLaughlin has also criticised the government in the Dáil today, saying they are showing contempt for opposition parties as regards the rushing through of legislation before the Dáil's upcoming summer recess. The Dáil is set to split up for its annual summer break this Thursday, but Deputy McLaughlin says that despite opposition politicians being open to holding extra sessions, the government is showing disrespect to both Dáil committees as well as opposition parties by trying to rush legislation through the Dáil before Thursday.
It's totally unacceptable, the contempt you've shown for the opposition in recent weeks in rushing through legislation with guillotines applied across the board. Totally unacceptable. Disrespect for sectoral committees and disrespect for the opposition in terms of our duty and responsibility to scrutinise legislation. Local property tax bill, not enough time. Obviously, this emergency health legislation. What we've said in the opposition, there was an emergency meeting of the business committee earlier. We'll agree to more days sitting. No opposition to additional days. Indeed, we'll say, let's sit next week. Let's take enough time to go through these matters. Finally, maritime jurisdiction bill. Maritime jurisdiction bill that cedes Rockall to Britain, that formally cedes it in legislation. It was never done in legislation before. 45 minutes. We have dozens of amendments in Sinn Féin. 45 minutes. This is derisory, disrespectful, and it needs to change. Thank and I'm you. Asking you to agree to more sitting days this week and next week.
A senior official says the government will not track those using the digital COVID cert through the contract tracing app. The app will be upgraded next week to store and display the EU digital COVID cert that can be used for activities such as indoor dining as well as international travel. Government Chief Information Officer Barry Lowry says using the app will offer more convenience.
We all know that people now will download their boarding pass onto their phone, for example. So it's just something that people like to do. But when they choose to do that, government doesn't know they've done it, and it doesn't know and it doesn't track what airports that they've used it at or anything else. It's all entirely decentralised.
Donegal County Council is to carry out an audit of all fire hydrants in the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District. The issue was raised by Kyrlock Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh, who says he's been contacted by people from a number of estates who were concerned that they didn't know where fire hydrants were. He said he's discussed the issue with the Chief Fire Officer and is happy that everything is in order. However, he says it would be beneficial if the council were to collate the information, possibly in the form of an app.
I've heard from two estates in particular that they don't know where the fire hydrants are, and they're just worried about it. And so I thought it's a good chance to just put in that audit, put it out there, and see what the story is, and see if that information is freely available as to where they all are in each estate, and if the fire brigades are aware of that, and if they're being monitored on a regular basis, and any defects being dealt with, and so on.
They say the most dangerous thing you can do is assume, and if you had a situation where people assumed the fire service knew and the fire service assumed the council knew, if everyone assumes everyone else knows, there could come a time when a hydrant is needed and tragedy ensues.
Exactly, Donald, that's what I want to address. I actually think this would be an ideal thing to have an app on, to develop an app and with the location of every fire hydrant around the place. I think that's something you could do with the help of the public and something that could be developed. That'd be one way, I think, of doing it. And it just gives people that reassurance that if there is a situation, that they know exactly where they should go and so on. And they know as well that they're in working order and available if needed.
The meeting of Letterkenny Milford Municipal District Council was also told today that the council should expand its housing stock in preparation for the impact of the mica crisis. Councillor Jerry McMonagle proposed that the county council uses compulsory purchase orders on abandoned and derelict houses in the district in order to house those displaced from their homes as a result of mica. Councillor McMonagle says money should not be an obstacle and that the government needs to immediately fund a comprehensive CPO programme.
We currently have a severe housing shortage in the town, where the waiting lists are growing. And now we have the added tsunami of mega-affected homes. An awful lot of those homes are social housing. Homes have to be got for the people while the work's got ongoing in their homes to address the mica situation. I'm saying that what we need to be doing is looking at all the vacant houses. We're not going to have houses built in time, and they put compulsory purchase orders on those houses which have been lying empty for many years and are quite good houses, that we put compulsory purchase orders on them so that we have homes that are available for these struggling families to move into.
In terms of the money needed to purchase these houses, there are so many people affected by mica that it would need to be quite a significant amount of these derelict houses would need to have CPOs carried out in them. And is this a feasible thing that can be achieved to help those affected by mica?
I think it can. If there's a will, then we can find a way. And obviously the Department of Housing has to step up the mark in this. There's the mica working group are currently in negotiations with the government on how to proceed with the mica redress scheme. And what I'm saying is that while that's ongoing, we need to be helping those families that are going to be put out of their homes through no fault of their own because of health and safety and because the houses have to be fixed. I think there's a way of doing this here when we look at all the many houses there is, not only just across this town but across the municipal district that could be CPO'd, could be bought and could be put back into service for this purpose.
Irish Water and Donegal County Council are appealing to residents across Donegal to conserve water as demand heightens during the busy summer season and reservoirs are starting to become drained. With more, here's Anya McGlinchey.
Irish Water and Donegal County Council are appealing to customers to conserve water in Donegal as water supplies continue to come under pressure. High demand for water in Donegal is continuing to put severe pressure on water supplies as warm weather continues, visitors to towns and villages increase, COVID-19 restrictions are relaxing and the hospitality sector is beginning to reopen. Demand is highest in Rathmullen, Carrigart, Downings and the fanned areas of Letterkenny, Clonmany, Carndonna, Mallintown, Mallinhead and Glenealy in Inishowen, resulting in reduced reservoir levels. Irish Water advises that this continued increase in water demand may lead to nighttime restrictions on water supplies if demand doesn't ease as treatment plants are operating at maximum capacity. There are some simple measures that the public can take, including stopping the use of power washers at home, using watering can rather than a garden hose, taking showers over baths, and fixing any dripping taps where it is possible to do so. There is advice and guidance for homes, businesses and farms, including information on how much water you can save with simple measures on water.ie/conservation.
It's almost 13 minutes past five. Sport is coming up next after this quick ad break.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Cash for Clubs at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, the new loyalty scheme that rewards your club every time you shop at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 16 minutes past five. That means time to go for sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Daniel. Start with soccer, and Shamrock Rovers must make Irish football in history tonight after to reach the second qualifying round of the Champions League. They have to overturn a 2-0 first leg deficit at home to Slovan Bratislava. No Irish team has ever overturned a 2-goal first leg deficit in Europe. Meanwhile, also in the Champions League, Linfield, they trail Zalgiris Vilnius by 3-1 ahead of their second leg at Windsor Park. There should be an easier task for Dundalk this evening. They kick off at 5.45. They're away to Newton of Wales, holding a 4-0 first leg lead in their Conference League tie. Back here at home, Finn Harps, they have announced the signing of Dan Hawkins. The forward playing player, a Welshman, came through the academy ranks of both Swansea and Hull City before signing for Salford City in 2019. He was part of the Salford squad that won the EFL trophy earlier this year. Ollie Horgan, Finn Harps manager, told finharps.ie, Dan has done well since he's come in. We've probably lacked a bit in the final third at times this season, and hopefully he can give us a boost at that end of the pitch. Meanwhile, Finn Harps and Derry City will both know their opponents in the FAI Cup later on this evening. The first round draw will take place at 6.30. All SSE Electricity League sides will be involved, as well as the non-league sides who have progressed through the qualifying rounds last weekend. Meanwhile, in international football, five of Italy's European Championship winning team and three players from runners-up England have been named in the team of the tournament. Italian goalkeeper Gianluigi Donnarumma was named the player of the tournament. He's in goals and also included are Leonardo Bonucci, Leonardo Spinazzola, Jorginho and Federico Chiesa. Raheem Sterling, Kyle Walker and Harry Maguire, they're the English players included. The rest of the team was made up of Denmark's Pierre-Emile Højbjerg, Belgium's Romelu Lukaku and Spanish midfielder Pedri, who was named the young player of the tournament. Meanwhile, UEFA, they have opened disciplinary proceedings regarding English fans' behaviour around Sunday's Euro 2020 final. Hundreds stormed the stadium without tickets and an inspector has been directed to investigate the matter. The FA have also been charged with disturbances during the Italian anthem, a pitch invasion and throwing of objects. Moving on to golf, and Shane Lowry defends his 2019 Open title this week at Royal St George's following the cancellation of last year's tournament. Lowry is very much looking forward to the week ahead.
It's just great to be here. It's always great to play in the Open. And I said, you know, one of the coolest things about being the Open champion is I get to play in it for years. You know, playing for, I've a lot more left, which is obviously really cool. And, you know, this is one of them. And I hope that I can be competitive this week. I just like to put up a good defence in my trophy, and I give anything to give myself a good chance to win come the weekend. And, you know, I'm out there planning for that over the next few days and we'll see how it goes.
Well, Shane Lowry will play, start his open defence, playing in a group with US Open champion John Rahm and former Open champion Louis Oosthuizen. That's for the first two rounds of the Open. Lowry will start the defence of the claret jug at Royal St George's just before 10 o'clock on Thursday morning. Rory McIlroy, going for a first major win since 2014, is out at 3 o'clock alongside Cameron Smith and former Masters champion Patrick Reed. Two-time Open champion Patrick Harrington has Australian Brad Kennedy and qualifier Sam Forgan in his group. They tee off before 1 o'clock. And 2011 champion Darren Clark, he'll tee off at 8:30 with Bernd Wiesberger and amateur Joe Long. In Gaelic games, the Hurling All-Ireland Under-20B Championship quarter-final has been played this evening in Owen Beg. Derry, they host Donegal. The throw-on time for that is 7:30. Meanwhile, defender Eric Lowndes has left the Dublin senior football panel ahead of their Leinster football semi-final against Kildare this weekend. He's featured in all four of Dublin's matches in the league this summer. In rugby, Ireland are playing France in their final match of this season's Under-20 Six Nations in Cardiff. The kickoff was at 4:45. Before coming on air, Ireland were leading by 7-3 after 17 minutes. Earlier on today, France, they defeated Australia 28-26 in Melbourne in their second test to secure a first win on Australian soil in 31 years. In cycling, Patrick Conrad broke away to win today's 16th stage of the Tour de France. It's the Austrian's first Tour victory. Tadej Pogacar, he still retains the leader's yellow jersey. Finally, for this evening in cricket, Ireland are playing their second match of their one-day cricket series with South Africa in Malahide. Ireland earlier on scored 290 with Andrew Balberny scoring 102. South Africa in reply are 155 for 2. They need another 136 of 108 balls, so a lot to do in that one. That's all your sport for this evening. It's back to Daniel.
Thanks for that, Kenny. And back to news, and the community in Limavady has been left stunned after a holidaymaker was stabbed to death in a popular tourist spot near the town yesterday. The 37-year-old victim was pronounced dead at Swan's Bridge glamping site near Limavady after police and paramedics attended the scene around 8:30pm last night. A 53-year-old man, who is also a holidaymaker, has been arrested on suspicion of murder. East Derry MLA Cara Hunter says the stabbing is another horrific example of violence against women.
It is absolutely devastating what took place last night. You know, this is another horrific and sad example of violence against women in society. My sympathies are with the victim's family and friends at this unthinkably difficult and sad time.
The PSNI are investigating a report of a hijacking and a number of attempted hijackings in the Mahara Mason County Derry area yesterday and are appealing for information. The driver of a white Peugeot, a woman in her 50s, was stopped by a white Vauxhall Insignia parked across the road at approximately 10:55 last night at Victoria Road in Mahara Mason. The woman and her passenger, an elderly woman in her 80s, were made to exit the car, and the man who had stopped the vehicle then proceeded to take off in the white Peugeot. The PSNI then believe that same hijacked car was later involved in a collision in Ferguson Street in Derry at around 11:05 p.m. and that same car was reported as being on fire at Temple Road in Strathfoyle at 4:25 in the morning this morning. It was also reported a male tried to hijack another area in the car, another car in the area at this time, but that the female driver managed to get away safely. The PSNI say the suspect in the hijackings is described as being around 6 foot tall, of a skinny build with dark hair and dark coloured clothing. The PSNI are asking anyone who has information about any of these hijacking incidents or attempted hijackings to call detectives at Strand Road on 101. And Gardaí are investigating two reports of criminal damage to parked cars over the last week, one in Milford, the other being in Manor Cunningham. Anya McGlinchey has more.
At approximately 5 to 2 yesterday morning, Gardaí say a car that was parked in the driveway of a home at Lochvern Heights, Milford, was set alight, causing substantial damage to the car. The fire brigade and Gardaí attended the scene. Any information or dashcam footage to Gardaí in Milford at 074-915-3060. Gardaí are also investigating an incident that occurred in the driveway of a house at Churchlands Manor Cunningham between 11 o'clock on Tuesday night and 11 o'clock on Wednesday morning of last week. A car had its paintwork scraped and damaged. Information please to Letterkenny Gardaí on 074-9167-100.
And the weather tonight will be mainly dry with clear spells with lowest temperatures of 11 or 12 degrees. Tomorrow Wednesday will be rather cloudy with a little drizzle on coastal areas at times. The best of any sunnier weather will be inland later in the day. Highest temperatures tomorrow of 19 or 20 degrees. And the headlines once again. Gardaí are renewing their appeals for witnesses following a fatal hit and run in Lifford at the weekend. 34-year-old mother of one Laura Connolly died after she was struck by a white van that failed to stop at the scene. The rate of COVID-19 in County Donegal is over twice as high as any other county in the state. It's more than three times the national average, according to new figures covering the 2 weeks up to midnight on Sunday. The Taoiseach says reopening indoor dining is a balance between the Delta variant and the economy. Representatives from the hospitality sector are meeting government officials this afternoon ahead of pubs, cafes and restaurants reopening indoors next week. And a senior government official says the government will not track those using the digital COVID cert through the COVID contact tracing app. That's all for now. We'll have news headlines for you at 6 o'clock, but until then, good evening. The obituary notices for Tuesday evening, July the 13th. The death has occurred of Annie McLaughlin, Ní Kelly, 13 Main Street, Convoy. Funeral leaving McCool's Chapel of Rest Ballybuffet tomorrow evening at 6:30 p.m. to arrive at St. Mary's Church Convoy at 7 o'clock to repose overnight. Funeral mass there on Thursday at 11 a.m. with interment afterwards in the old cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, directly to St. Vincent de Paul Branch Convoy, care of any family member. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via Craig's Media Facebook page. In compliance with current HSE and government restrictions, the house, funeral and burial will be strictly private to the family only, please, with a maximum of 50 people permitted in the church. The death has taken place of Rosaline O'Sullivan, Rourke Namara, Karen O'Trassa, Greencastle. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral mass on Thursday at 11 o'clock in St. Mary's Church, Ballybrack, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the funeral and burial are private to family and close friends only, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Bridget McGrorty, wife of Raymond, Maharard House, Ballynally, Maville. House private, please. The funeral mass will take place tomorrow at 11 o'clock in St. Pius X Church, Maville, followed by burial in Ballybrack Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on mavilleparish.com. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the funeral and burial are private to family and close friends only, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Alzheimer's Society, care of any family member. The death has taken place of William Thomas Billy Boyd, 63 Park Road, Ballymagorry, at Rushall Private Nursing Home in Limavady. Funeral service from his late home, 63 Park Road, Ballymagorry, tomorrow at 12 noon. Burial afterwards in Lake Patrick Parish Churchyard. Family Flowers Only, donations to Dementia NI, care of Miss Ruth Hay, Funeral Director, 24A Church Road, Altnagalvin, Londonderry. And the death has taken place of Kathleen Doyle, Mean Benone, Creasla. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral Mass in St. Michael's Church, Creasla, tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and burial are private to family and close friends only, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. The funeral mass can be viewed live on mcmmedia.tv/camera/St. Michael's Church, Creasla. Family Flowers Only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Jack and Jill Foundation, care of any family member, or James Harkin, funeral director.